But yet they proceed, don't they, with the assumption that because they are the holy and pure and vaccinated. By the way, your government is now telling you, the same one, the cult of death government, is now telling you that two corona jabs that you got last spring, that means squat. You are not, you know what? You're me. You're not vaccinated now. You have to get a booster by February the 18th in the state of Massachusetts. Or you're not a real person any longer. Hey, by the way, is Mr. Barrett in? No, he gone. Maybe you can get in touch with him and ask him to give you, I know we have a lot of sound bites, but he's got a really good one from the 12-year-old Valley Girl mayor of Boston who sounded like she was auditioning for a part on, what's the TV show that ran for all those years with Blake Lively in it? What's it called? Gossip Girls? Gossip Girls. Sounded like she was interviewing for a part, not interviewing. She was auditioning for a part on Gossip Girls. And like, if you don't like it, like vaccinated in a booster, then, you know, like the restaurants and like awesome pubs that we have, like in downtown Boston, you can't, you know, then like, we're not going to let you like in them. So yeah, get the job. Yeah. Back to Celia Farber. The medical term for this, one of them, is traumatizing narcissism. Do you define it as to overtake the rights of another by force, to not even consider any democratic methods for discerning reality, to act by fiat and diktat. By rage, entitlement, exclusion, ghosting, and abuse. And then to declare that self-evident and good. One is meant to be grateful for their patience now, wearing thin. Oh, thank you for being patient with me, the unwashed, unvaccinated rube that I am. What about our patience? Since we are the permanent underclass, that's not a thing. We do not exist, not in their little worlds. They profusely issue politically correct antipathy in a vortex of vile propaganda pretending to be science. We are always the paper to the scissors to the rock, and the rock to the paper. We are not a side, not a body of evidence. We are disappeared before we utter anything. Unpersons. Never mind that we are consistently correct, while they are jaw-droopingly ill-informed. So today I'm issuing a letter to every American family who has partaken in this abuse of family members. It is a letter they won't receive, won't read, but I write it for the rejected ones. An imaginary letter we can imagine they would read. And it goes like this. Dear Mom and Dad, you think you are being right and good by believing Gates-funded propaganda channels and telling me not to come home for Christmas unless I have triple-injected myself, tested myself on a meaningless test, and then masked myself as a tacit concession to none of the aforementioned actions actually work. That none of the aforementioned actions actually work. But I'm the crazy one. I want to tell you a thing. Just one thing. A German scientist is called your position wrong and dangerous, invoking dark chapters of both U.S. and German history, and we all know what he means. He did this in The Lancet. Yes, it really happened before it unhappened. His name is Günther Kampf. He is at the University of Greifswald. And this is what he published, citing scientific data before it was withdrawn by the usual suspects. This is what the guy wrote. Listen to this. In the USA and Germany, high-level officials have used the term pandemic of the unvaccinated, suggesting that people who have been vaccinated are not relevant in the epidemiology of corona doom. 19. Officials' use of the phrase might have encouraged one scientist to claim that the unvaccinated threaten the vaccinated for COVID-19. But this view is far too simple. There is increasing evidence that vaccinated individuals continue to have a relevant role in transmission. In Massachusetts, USA, a total of 469 new coronavirus cases were detected during various events in July 2021, and 346 of these cases were in people who were fully or partly vaccinated, of whom were symptomatic cycle threshold values were similarly low between people who were fully vaccinated and people who were unvaccinated, not fully vaccinated, or whose vaccination status was unknown, indicating a high viral load even among people who were fully vaccinated. See, what this guy is writing here, what she's saying here, is the people that are telling us not to show up at New Year's Eve parties, and I've been told not to show up at one. I'm going to go anyway, because we're unvaccinated and we're carriers, are proceeding from the false notion that they're not carriers and that they can't be. That's just bull crap. They are as easily susceptible, perhaps even more susceptible, because they don't have a natural herd immunity that we do. I'm going to just proclaim this at this point. Unless you're 2 or 3 weeks from having a jab or a booster jab, and it's specifically you have a high viral load taken into your body of the original non-compromised second draft COVID-19, if you're vaccinated, you're the one that's going to get sick. I'm not. I am not going to get it. I'm not going to get a variant. Neither are most of you. It is therefore, and then the guy concludes, it is therefore wrong and dangerous to speak of a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Historically, both the USA and Germany have engendered negative experiences by stigmatizing parts of the population for their skin color or religion. I call on high-level officials and scientists to stop the inappropriate stigmatizing people. They're acting all stigmata-y and stuff, of unvaccinated people who include our patients, colleagues, and other fellow citizens, and to put extra effort into bringing society together. The vanished article. Now, it was published in The Lancet. Somebody complained. They took it down. And then there's more. And then Cecilia Farber concludes. By the way, this woman is a Catholic tratty, as you might call her, Cecilia Farber. Excellent coverage by, and then she writes another website. I am not doing well today. I want to be a mountain of strength, but today I'm allowing myself to just feel and express my disgust at this transhumanist not passing itself off as public health heroica. There's nothing heroic about you who reject your families to protect yourselves. If we were your homo sons and this was the 1980s and you decided to secretly throw out all the plates after Christmas dinner so your other children didn't catch AIDS, you would at least be ashamed. There would at least be anguished short stories by award-winning writers in The New Yorker lamenting your homophobia, which was how contagion mania was understood then. This ideological, psychological construction deriving from the obsession with racial hygiene lay behind the Nazis' political vision of purifying the nation through the Holocaust. Okay, so there's more in this, and she concludes that the majorities of the attendees at the Wannsee conference, at which the strategy of the final solution was explained, all had advanced doctorate degrees. What's that? Oh, hey, here's the audio from the mayor of Boston. Now listen to this. So you our friends and family members and colleagues and what have you, the ones who call us conspiracy theorists, for warning them, if you submit to one jab, you're going to have to submit to jabs for the rest of your life. So it wasn't a conspiracy. We told them the truth. They're the ones that denied it. They're the ones that now live in the conspiracy theory world of you don't know what to expect tomorrow. I do. I ain't getting a jab. Neither are many of you. I know exactly what to expect tomorrow. They don't have a clue. Now, I want you to listen to this. These are the immature ramblings of the now mayor of the formerly great city, Catholic city of Boston.